Do you love Jesus? I love him with all my heart, mind, and soul. Amen. Let's clap our hands one more time unto the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is a sweet presence of God in here tonight. And I thank God for that, because that just goes to show that he really does love us. And he wants to minister to us. Amen. I really believe that. And I really believe, and I know just by the way the service is going, that this service is God ordained tonight. And the Lord said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So it's the way we approach God and what we do with his word that matters. If you're really hungry tonight, you will be filled. Amen. I want to go to the Lord for prayer for Brother Jester. He just made it to the ER. I want to ask that God touches him. Also want to ask everyone, if you have a need tonight, let's pray for it together. You need healing in your body, don't forget, there's always an altar to come to. There's always anointing oil that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I believe in healing. Amen. I know that my God's a healer. Praise God. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now knowing that you're the great physician. Lord, we lift up Brother Jester to you right now. And every situation, Lord God, that's going on in his life, I pray for healing in his body and joy in his spirit. May you be with each and everyone upon the boards tonight, God. Everyone that their voice is mentioning tonight, Lord, that you would move in every situation. We're believing you for the outcome, and we give you the glory for it tonight. And we thank you for it right now, my God. As these that walk up in faith, I'm asking you to move right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if we ask anything in your name, you would do it, my God. And we're not asking amiss tonight. We're asking in the name that's above every name. I'm asking right now, Father, that you would move on my sisters right now and my brothers in Jesus' name. Come on, church, let's have faith together for them. Let's believe for them. Let's lay them down before the Lord right now. I love you, Jesus, and I thank you for what you're doing, and we give you the glory in it all. That's right, Lord, we love you, and we give you the honor. We give you the worship in this. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Yes, Lord, touch these people right now. These are your people, Lord. They're the people of the name of Jesus. And by your stripes, we were healed. So I'm asking that you apply them stripes right now to their situation, Father, and for your glory. I believe you and I love you tonight. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, church. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. And let's believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Let's believe God's report tonight. Praise God. I want to say that I am honored to be able to share the word of God tonight. I don't take the word of God lightly. Believe me, my family can attest to that. I love the word of God because I know it's my dad talking to me, if I can put it that way. And I found the pearl of great price. Amen. I don't need to look anymore or anywhere else. I found what my soul longed for. So I'm grateful tonight to be here. I just want to do some short introduction and greetings and thank my pastor for allowing me to share the word of God. Thank these men for backing me up. And thank you, church, for being here. I really do believe that God has a word for us tonight. And I believe that this word is very important, especially for our generation that's coming up behind us. It only takes one generation to lose what's valuable in your life. And God forbid that we ever lose what's most valuable in our life. Amen. We're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. If you have your Bibles, you can join along. It is Bible study night. And Proverbs 4:2 says, I give unto you good doctrine. And that's what I want to give, amen, tonight. Good doctrine. God has commissioned us as preachers to what? Preach the word, amen. Not my own thoughts or my own desires or anything, but to preach the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. And then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. And then Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15, the word of God reads this way. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. As we go to 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, the word of God says, "This is the third time that I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." Praise God. And now we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9 and 10 reads this way. "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept." That means commandment upon commandment. "Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little." That means a line means a cord or a line or a measuring line as a ruling stick. So it's a measure. Amen. Praise God. And what I want to preach tonight is, can I get a witness? Amen. Can I get a witness? Praise God. Can we pray one more time? Father, we love you. We thank you and we are honored to be here in your presence. I pray that you send forth the word of life in revelation and truth. I bind the liar. I cast him down under our feet in Jesus' name. And I loosen your blessing and your revelation of your truth upon your people. And may, Lord God, your word go forth and accomplish that which you set it to do. I believe you and I give you all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. As we read together in the scriptures, that there is a process of a witness and a way to build a case, if I can put it that way. In Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15, as you continue to read on in that chapter, it also warns the people not to be a false witness, or you will be judged over it and you will suffer the condemnation that the false witness was trying to bring against his brother. Hence, we get the old saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Then, our beloved brother Paul, in dealing with church issues in the Corinthian church, he brings up again that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. So there is something here that we need to establish tonight. And my prayer is that by the time we are done with this study, that I will have plenty of witnesses in this house. Hang with me. For we're going to go somewhere tonight with this. And we have Isaiah stating that line must be upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. Amen. There's got to be a measure or a rule that we come together and learn good doctrine. It says we need to be weaned from the milk and the breast. You know, tonight, for you people that are hungry, if you want to eat some meat, the meat is here to eat. For my Mexican brothers, there's some carne asada tonight if you're ready to eat. Amen? Praise God. Let me tell you this. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, here a little and there a little." If you want to know doctrine, it's in the word of God. For no scripture is given of any private interpretation. I can't just take one scripture and build my whole life's doctrine on it. And that's why I thank God for good doctrine. When you put line upon line and precept, that's all right. We can clap our hands unto the Lord. When you put precept upon precept, amen, line upon line, you're going to see the beautiful puzzle of God come together and see the beauty of his word. There is a doctrine on baptism in Jesus' name, and there's more than one scripture. There's a doctrine on holiness, inward and outwardly, and there's more than one scripture in that. There's a doctrine of being born of the water and of the spirit, and there's more than one scripture in that. And there are doctrines in there that we need to get in our gully tonight, and that is the doctrine of one God. Amen. A court of law today will use these principles to establish a case and bring discovery to bring out the truth. They will gather witnesses, they will use testimonies, and they will listen and they will pull the truth out of all these people that they call to order. You get people that get served papers so they can come and they can be under the witness of lawyers. They'll get deposed is what they call. And they'll question them and they'll try to dig out the truth any way they can. And of course, the other side that's trying to fight against the truth is trying to find fault in the truth. My, that'll preach too. So now we need to establish that, now that we've established that there is a foundation and a measure or a line by which we can go by, let's explore the precious word of God together, shall we? Don't fall asleep on me tonight. I pray that you listen and you eat the word of God. Remember, it says to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Amen. You're deceiving yourself when you walk away. The Bible says the word of God's like beholding your face in a glass or a mirror. And you look at yourself, you know how you are, but you turn your back and you never change because you don't let the word of God change you. I want the word of God to change me. Amen. Praise God. First, I would like to get rid of the false witnesses that try to creep in and corrupt the truth of God's word. On the onset, let me emphatically say and state that there is only one God and his name is Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We can clap our hands under that. You know, I'm not going to do this to my boys. I told them I was earlier. They know this truth. But I can tell you right now, if I had to call my family in for a witness about one God, I can have my boys stand up and they can witness that the very first words they ever heard, when my boys were born, the very first words they ever heard, I got to hold them and I said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord and our God's name is Jesus." Amen. That's the very first words my babies ever heard, and I pray that we go out saying the same thing. Amen. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for my heritage, and I'm not ashamed of one God. Amen. I love one God, and it's in my gully. It's deep in my soul. I pray if someone cuts me, I bleed Acts 2:38. If they cut me, I'm going to bleed Deuteronomy 6:4. Amen. Because I love Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Galatians 1:6 says, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that has called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." He was marveling at this with the Galatians, that they had already moved on to something different than what the apostles had given them. And it says, from him. It didn't say from them. It says, "which is not another." There is no other. "But there be some that trouble you." They come in creeping in unawares, trying to steal your faith. You got to watch this. "And would pervert the gospel of Christ." There are people who will pervert this word. There are people who will tell you there's three people in God and that there's three waiting in heaven. Let me tell you something. There's only one Satan, and it don't take three gods to beat one devil. Amen. We believe in one God, and we know that one God is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Those who teach a different doctrine are cursed. That's not me saying it. That's the word of God saying it. So if an angel comes and says, "Hey, I got some golden tablets and a new Bible that we're going to write on top of the other Bible," that's accursed. If someone else comes and they try to tell you that Jesus isn't the mighty God manifest in flesh, that's cursed. And I'm not going to touch that gospel. I'm going to hold on to the true and living word of God that the apostles preached and Jesus gave. Amen. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. There's two scriptures already right there that if you come against this gospel, it is accursed. And I'm not going to come against this gospel, amen? I know what I have received. I know what transformed my life. I know what happened when I was baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of my sins, amen? Praise God, praise God. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? I'm not here as a man pleaser tonight. I want to please God. Amen. If somebody comes with a different gospel, you know what? I'm going to please God. I'm going to say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and my God's name is Jesus." Nobody's going to take this from me. Amen. No man gave it to me, and no man's going to take it away. Praise God. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I want to be found guilty of one thing only, that I have been with Jesus. I want to be accused of being in love with Jesus. Amen? Because I love him above all. Believe me, I do. I love him above all. Praise God. Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 again says, but I certify you. This is certified. Amen? Brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you tonight, young people, it's so important for you to get a revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen? Don't get it from men. Get it in a prayer room. Get it through the Word of God. Get it through studying and saying, Jesus, I want to know you and the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. Amen? Who here wants to know him? I want to know him. Amen? Praise God. Tonight, I would like to share the revelation of Jesus Christ. Please see my witnesses from Brother Paul speaking to Brother Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, and without controversy, without any argument, without any friction or anything, great is the mystery of godliness. It is great. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to behold. And that's why people who say that they believe in a three-headed God, they're confused still. And they say it's so confusing that you really don't understand, so you don't need to really look into it because then you're going to get really wacky in the head. Well, guess what? That's not the way my God operates. He said those who seek for me with all of their heart, they're going to find me. Amen? He wants a relationship with you. But he wants those who are going to love him completely with all their heart. He ain't going to give this treasure just to anyone. He's going to give it to someone who will love him with everything they are. Amen. Praise God. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect truth. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. You can stop right there. God himself was manifest, made known in flesh. Remember when Adam was made and it said he was made in the image of God? How hard is it not to understand that you're made in the image of God? And if you want to know what God looks like, look at yourself. He came in flesh as a man, and you're looking dead on as there is only one God. There's only one body of God. Jesus is the express image of God's person. You won't see another, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But that wonderful God came in flesh to learn of our ways and to suffer for us and die, that he can be the perfect Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. He was justified in the Spirit. He was confirmed by his works in the Holy Ghost. And the only sin that will never be forgiven, man, is when someone blasphemes against the Holy Ghost. What's that mean, Brother Raymond? Read the scripture. It says when you negate the works of God and his healing and his miracles to the devil. I will never give glory to the devil for the works of God. Amen? I know a group who does, though. They try to say that we talk in tongues, that we have a devil. God help them and have mercy on their soul. Have mercy on their soul. It says this, he was seen of angels. Jesus was ministered to by angels after he fasted 40 days. He was ministered to when he was going through it in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he separated and went into a mountain, angels came and ministered unto him. This is our God manifest in flesh. He was preached unto the Gentiles. Hello? Praise God. Thank God that he called us a people who were not a people. Amen. And he called us beloved who was not beloved. Before we were without hope in the world, we were serving devils. But God came and he revealed himself to us and he gave himself to us. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. There's nothing like our God. Amen. Praise God. He was believed on in the world. There's no one like Jesus Christ in the whole world. And he was received up into glory. And he said he's going to come back in like manner. And I'm saying, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Do you know why I want Jesus to come so bad? I'll tell you the truth. Yes, I'm in a straight betwixt too, just like Paul. I want to see my lost loved ones, friends, and even sinners saved. But there's something that's
breaking my heart today, and that's the destruction of our children, where they can maim them and make them into different things and cut them up and do what they're doing to them and traffic them. I cry, come Lord Jesus, come, because that's God's heartbeat. He said it's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and be cast into the sea than to touch one of these little ones. And that's why I weep and I cry, and I want Jesus to come. Amen. Praise God. It says that he was received up into glory. Now let's go back a little bit in time. Remember, it's line upon line and precept upon precept. Here a little and there a little. Isaiah chapter 35, starting at verse 3, says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Help those people that are struggling. Come to them. Listen, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, look. Your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. He's going to come. He's going to bring recompense. He's going to come. And it says, so when he comes, what's going to happen? Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then, when God comes, shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. That means that there's fountains of living waters coming to a people in a dry and thirsty land. Praise God. So, this God's going to come, and these signs are going to follow that God that comes. Now we're going to go into the future with Jesus Christ. Look at this. Let's see our greatest witness. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 2. It says, now when John heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. Imagine what John is going through. He's locked up in Herod's temple, or locked up in Herod's prison. He's about to face being beheaded for preaching the truth and for calling out the sin of adultery with Herod and his brother's wife, where they were committing sin. Sin is still sin. If you're committing fornication and you're not married, it's still sin. If you're committing adultery and you're married, it's still sin. And because John was a preacher of righteousness, it convicted them, but instead of repenting, they cut his head off. But this man, John, was waiting, and he was listening for that sound. He knew the scripture in Isaiah. He knew that when God would come, these things are going to happen. That's why he said this. And he said unto him, art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Remember, in Isaiah 35, verse 4, it says, your God will come. And he said, are you he that should come? And as Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. You heard the testimony of others, and now you're seeing what's happening. Well, what happened? The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Praise God. So you know what he did with John? He confirmed the word. John said, are you he that should come? He said, yes, I am. Look, it says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. It says, the blind receive their sight, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The deaf hear. It says right here, then the lame shall leap as a hart. The lame walk, amen? And he even put a little bit of dressing on top. He said, and the gospel is preached to the poor, amen? And I'm telling you, I thank God that I'm not rich because I don't want to be blinded by riches. I thank God that God's given me enough to make it in this world, but I'm looking for riches that come from heaven, amen? I'm trying to store up some gifts for heaven tonight. Praise God. I want to find my riches in him, praise the Lord. Thank God that the gospel is preached to the poor. And I'm telling you, this church is blessed today, but let us never forget our roots. Let us never forget where we came from. They used to make fun of us and say we were the church across the tracks and that we were the crazy holy rollers. Well, guess what? I may have a better suit on today and a better job, but I'm still a crazy holy roller. Amen? I still believe this truth, praise God, and I'll never be ashamed of it. Amen? And I'm never going to look down on someone who don't have as much as I do, because I want them to be elevated and blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God. Praise the Lord. Woo, praise God. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. A lot of people are offended in Jesus today. Even today, I'm fighting spirits. When I start mentioning false doctrine and calling out the fake Trinity and things like that, people's spirits start rising up because those spirits don't like to hear that. You know what? I got news for the spirits. There's only one God, amen? And he came in flesh, praise God. And I'm going to continue to proclaim that till I die or the Lord comes before it. I got great news right now. We don't need to look for another. Amen. We have found the one that our souls have longed for. Jesus the Christ. Amen. He is God in flesh. Can I get a witness tonight? Do you believe that right now? I believe it with all of my heart, mind, soul, and flesh. With everything within me and my strength. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. So, let's continue. Look at Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Zechariah, the prophet, 14, verse 9. The word of God says, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one." Praise God. So there's the prophecy that went out. In that day when the Lord, the true God, comes, he's going to be king over all the earth. And his name is one. There is no other name that we need to worry about. He has the name that is above every name. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11 says, "Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth." Praise God. That sounds like a name above every name. That sounds like a king that is the king over all the earth tonight. Let me tell you something. In heaven, every knee is going to bow. So if they want to make up some more people, those two other people are going to have to bow to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If somebody wants to create other gods, I got some news for you. Those gods are going to bow to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Amen. In heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Even the spirits bound in hell and the angels and those lost souls are going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's the truth of the word. Preach the word, amen? Preach the word. It says, "And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Every tongue one day will confess. You can't be an atheist, they say, in a foxhole. Well, I got news. When Jesus comes back, there ain't going to be any atheists. Every knee is going to confess. Every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father, amen? It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Ephesians 4, verse 4 says this through 6. "There is one body." His body is one. His temple. Jesus told the Pharisees, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up." They flipped out on him and said, "It took over 40 years to build this temple. How are you saying you're going to destroy it and build it up in 3 days? But they couldn't see, they didn't have ears to hear nor eyes to see that he was talking of the temple of his body. And I got news for everyone under the sound of my voice. Quit looking to Israel for a third temple when your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. For God does not dwell in temples made with hands, amen? He dwells in us. The Holy Ghost is in you, amen? That's what Jesus came for, not to dwell in a building, but in the spirit with man, amen? He loves you. He gave you the Holy Ghost. You sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You have the Spirit of God. Don't worry about what goes on in this world. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, else my servants would fight. But my kingdom is the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is in you." Amen. It's not meat and drink. It's not power and authority on earth. It's not about politics and ruling over somebody. It's about letting the Spirit of God rule in us. Amen. We are God's temple. Praise God. Praise God. Don't worry about this world. Matter of fact, the Lord charges us to not be entangled with the affairs of this life, that we may war a good warfare. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and rulers of darkness. And if you ever read your Bible, you're going to understand that it's the politicians who are the spirits of darkness. They're the ones that are destroying this world. So we need to keep our eyes on him and not on them. Amen? Praise. Let's clap our hands on the Lord. That's the truth of God, whether we like it or not. I want to be saved. I want to be found in love with him. Amen? Not anyone else. Praise God. So, where are we at? We're at Ephesians. There's one body, his body, or the temple, and one spirit. God is a spirit. They that worship him in spirit and in truth. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There's only one calling. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Another voice they will not follow. If you know the shepherd, you're going to walk with the shepherd because you're his sheep. You're not goats. You're sheep, amen? You're the lambs of God. You're his babies, and you know your father's voice. Praise God, and another you won't follow. There is one Lord, one faith. Amen. And that one faith is the apostolic faith, that faith that was delivered unto the saints. Amen. We follow that one faith, one baptism. Well, I thought we were baptized in water and spirit. Guess what? 1 John 5:8 says this, that there are three that agree on earth, the water, the spirit, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. It is one baptism. You must be born again, as Jesus said, John chapter 3, verse 3, but he follows through to be born of the water and of the spirit. It is all one, amen? It is one. You've got to be born again. You can't be half born. You got to be born of the water and of the spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians 4, 6 says, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Some people will say, well, there it is right there. Well, guess what? If you keep reading the scriptures, it says that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that they that are led of the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It is all one God. The difference is this. He's just manifesting himself in different ways. It's not hard for him to do. Can't God be our shepherd? Can't he be the door to the sheepfold? Can't he be the one who calms the storms? Can't he be the one who raises the dead? Can't he be the one that gives eyesight to the blind? And at the same time, can't he eat with his disciples? Can't he walk and can't he sleep? And can't he understand the infirmities that we go through? That's our God, amen. Woo, he's mighty. He's wonderful. He's glorious, amen. Praise God. And me, look at the image of God. He's the express image of God, but you're made in God's image. Brother, sister, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, I'm a son, I'm a friend, I'm a cousin, I'm a nurse, sometimes I'm a janitor at my house, I'm a gardener, but that don't make me 10 different people. I just fill in different spots. There's still one God, and his name is Jesus, but yet he's saving us, amen? He's fulfilling all things, that he may be all in all, because he deserves all the glory and all the honor and all the praise tonight. Praise God. Praise God. You know, they accuse us of being Jesus only. No, I'm Jesus everything, amen? I'm Jesus everything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13 says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Praise God. God didn't really reveal his name yet. He kept it. Do you know that the Lord has planned this before the creations of the world? Before everything he did, he had the church in his mind. He was already slain before the foundation of the world. He knew you before you were even made, and he knew who was going to love him to the end. And I want to be found loving him, amen, to the end. He is the I am that I am. That means he is who was and is to come. He's always God. He never changes. He's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, amen. Praise God. So he says, tell him that the I am has sent you. And John chapter 8, verse 56 says this, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. John chapter 8, verse 56, Jesus is speaking. He says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. How did Abraham see Jesus? They questioned him. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. My. He's calling them out. He's trying to show you who he really is. Amen. Then they took up stones to cast at him. That's just like the world today. I start proclaiming Jesus is God, they want to stone me. Amen. They want to take me out because I'm proclaiming the truth. And he proclaimed the truth. You know why Jesus was killed? For truth. And you know why people hate the truth? Because their darkness is being exposed to the light. But let's keep on exposing, amen? Let's keep on telling the truth. Praise the Lord. They took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. I would like to interject something here right now. Why am I teaching this tonight? Because the Lord himself stated that it is the greatest commandment. I'm telling you, everyone, in the sound of my ears, it is the greatest commandment that you understand that there is only one God and that you're to love this God with your whole being. Look at Mark chapter 12, verse 28 through 32. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. It's a commandment to know one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all. Everybody say all. All thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. You ever wonder why he said that? It's because he's a jealous God. And you give place to something else, it's going to steal his glory and steal your place in him, and there'll be a wedge put there. I don't want any wedges, amen. I want to love Jesus, praise God. And the second is like the first commandment. What is it? Namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And especially us as brethren, we ought to love each other as we love ourselves. You feed yourself every day. You clothe yourself. You make sure you look good and you're doing okay. When you're struggling, you try to lift yourself out. We ought to look out for our brother the same way. Amen. You see a brother in need. If you can help, you better help because you're helping Jesus. Amen. Remember what he said when he separates the sheep from the goats. He's going to say, blessed are ye of my Father. Who? Those who helped those who were down. Amen. Those who helped those who were lower than them to help lift them up and bless them. And then he's going to say to the goats, woe to you. Be out of here because you didn't help. You didn't put out your hand and you didn't love your brother. I don't want to be found like that. I don't want to be found like that. Praise God. So I want to live these commandments. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said truth, for there is one God and there is none other but he. Amen. He. It's not hard to understand if you really look. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 says, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. In this world, you're going to have trouble. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to go through things and suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to suffer for this truth. I remember when I first came to this truth, man, I was living like a devil. All of a sudden, I get the Holy Ghost. I'm baptized in Jesus' name. Oh, man, here comes everybody out of the woodworks. They're all religious now. Oh, you don't need to be going to that church. Those people are crazy. They're a cult. Oh, man, they make you dress different and do this and that. Well, guess what? I don't want to be in the world anymore. I want something different. I want want to be called out. Amen. I want to be a peculiar people. I want to be a holy nation. I want to be known as Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want this. And hey, that's okay. There was a separation. Jesus said even those in their own house will be separate for the truth. There's some that still want to live for the world. Let them live for the world. Just keep praying and keep shining. Amen. Keep on living for Jesus. Those who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. The Lord God is coming back with his mighty angels. Now pay attention to this. This is why it's so vital to understand one God and the gospel. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that what? Know not God. Them that know not God. Many shall come to him in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and healed in thy name and in thy name done many wondrous and great works? He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, you who work iniquity. You know why? Because they denied the name and the only Lord God who can save them, Jesus Christ. What kind of God are they serving? God will honor his name. He will honor his name through anyone who calls upon it. But he only knows his babies. All the family in heaven and earth is named after that name. When you're baptized in Jesus' name and you're born again of the water and of the Spirit, you receive the Holy Ghost, you are now a citizen of heaven. You're a co-heir with Christ. You are a citizen of God's kingdom. Amen? Praise God. You know, my name is not Raymond Andreas. I inherited that name from my earthly father. But when I was born again, and they said in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, now my name is Raymond Andreas, Jesus Christ. I was named after my father in heaven. Praise God. And that's when he looks at you. He says, come on in. That's my baby. I know you. You know me. Come on into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Praise God. I want this, amen? I want everyone to have it, but few be there that find it, because not everyone really truly loves him completely. This is a pearl of great price. I'm telling you right now, and we ought to be like the man who bought the whole field with it. You know what? I got the pearl of great price, but I'm going to take the field too. I got to work that field, and I got to live a different way so I can please the one that I love. I'm going to do it because I'm more in love with him than anything else. You know, when a man falls in love with a girl and a girl falls in love with a boy, it's very interesting. They will dress the way the other person likes them to dress. They will talk the way they like them to talk. They'll eat at their favorite restaurant together. They know their favorite songs. They know everything about them, and they love it about them. We ought to be like that with Jesus. Jesus, how can I please you? How do you want me to talk? How do you want me to walk? What do you want me to wear? What do you want me to be looking at? What do you want me to glorify you in? What pleases you? Because I love you more than anything or anyone. We need to fall in love with Jesus, as the song says. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray right now. Father, we love you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful truth. May it get into our spirit tonight. We love you, Abba. We love you. Thank you, Lord. And it says this, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how important is it for us to believe in this one God? How important is it for us to share the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection and applying that through the new birth when we repent and is baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost? It is highly important to God. So much that those who deny it, God's going to take vengeance on. Because look what he went through for us. The God of glory came in flesh and suffered, was spit upon, stripped naked, his beard pulled off. He took that for you and for me and for the whole world. But there are those who were rejected still. I want to embrace it with everything within me. Amen. I want to be accused of loving him completely. Praise God. And it says, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Again, he's coming back in flaming fire with vengeance, and they will be punished with everlasting destruction. That's God's word, not mine. Jesus preached about hell a whole lot of times. He tried to warn us a whole lot of times. And it would do us good to remember that and to get our walk right with God at all times, because tomorrow's not promised. I could leave here tonight and he can call me home, but I want to meet him, amen? In one part, it's going to be darkness for them. But those who are children of the day, it's going to be a day of light and a day of rejoicing, amen? That's why it says those who are troubled rest with us. You rest in the Lord, because he's coming back for you, amen? When he shall come to be glorified in his saints, amen? He's coming back to be glorified in you. Praise the Lord. Look at this. This is your promise. Don't be gloom and shame for what I just read. Be joyful that your name is written in the book of life. Amen. Look at this. And shall be admired in all of them that believe. He's going to be admired by you. Admired because our testimony among you was believed in that day. What do you mean our testimony? The testimony of his apostles who gave us the apostles' doctrine, who showed us this beautiful truth. We are to eat that word, amen? We're to live by that. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, amen? Nothing's changed. Paul said, let everyone know that the words that I write unto you, they are the commandments of the Lord, amen? There's a reason why we do what we do. There is a reason, and that's for the glory of God's word. And when we are found in him, we're glorified and admired by him in that day. Amen. Praise God. That's beautiful. I'm holding on to that. Do you see now how important it is to have a revelation of the mighty God in Christ? Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. Amen. Look at 2 Corinthians. Excuse me, chapter 5, verse 19. The word of God says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing our trespasses unto us, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He was a father who came to save his children. He came as Christ and started reconciling us. He wasn't accusing us of doing things bad. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. He knew you needed a Savior, and so his own right arm came to save for him. That's beautiful, beautiful, because all had fallen short of the glory of God in sin. So God's own right arm, his power came, and he dwelt among us, and he saved our soul. Amen. It says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. What's an ambassador? Does anybody know what an ambassador is? An ambassador is someone that's from a foreign country going to another country. We have ambassadors in other countries right now for America. But guess what? We're ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We are not of this world. We don't belong to this world. We belong to a greater kingdom. Amen. Our kingdom is not of flesh and blood, but it is peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. We have a kingdom, and he's preparing that for us today. Praise God. This is beautiful. And we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. Reconcile yourself to this one God. Reconcile. Say, Jesus, I surrender. I see it. I love you completely. You are my God. You are everything to me. And be reconciled to your dad. Amen. And as crazy as it sounds, I'm going to make the devils be a witness to the fact that there is only one God. Look at James chapter 2, verse 19. The word of God says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. The devils even believe in one God. Like I said before, I'll say it again. It don't take three gods to beat up one devil. It's one God. Amen. And even the devils tremble at that one God. Amen. Praise God. That's all right. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord and put the devil under our feet where he belongs. Yes, he is. He's under our feet. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. It's beautiful. It says the devils believe and tremble. You may be seated. You think about that. Every time Jesus showed up and there was a possessed person, what'd they do? Oh, Jesus, the Son of God. What, are you here to destroy me before the time? Because there is a time appointed that they will be judged and cast in the lake of fire. They know who Jesus is, and he would shut them up because he wasn't done doing his work on the earth yet. And then when he resurrected, he showed us all who he really was. Amen. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I've debated quite a few different denominational Christians, if I can put it that way, to be nice. And they like to try to twist this scripture and says, look, there's two gods right there. It says, thus saith the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. They're trying to say, there's the Lord of hosts and there's the King of Israel. No, they can't even read right. It's saying, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer. Whose Redeemer? Israel's Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Amen. Don't forget that. The Lord said he's the first and he's the last, and beside him is no God. So as there's only one God, there can't be another here and another here. And you decide on who you're going to pray to. Guess what Jesus said? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. He was speaking as God. He will answer your prayer. That's why he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Son, your sins be forgiven thee. Because he's the Father manifest in the flesh as the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That Holy One that was born unto us, the Son of God. Praise God. Unique. No one will ever be like him, and no one can duplicate him. That's why there can be many antichrists, and I don't worry about that. I'm looking for that certain sound, amen? I'm looking for the voice of my shepherd tonight. And Isaiah 44:7, reading on, and who as I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Can I get a witness? Is there a God beside me? Yeah, there is no God. I know not any. Praise God, praise God. There's one thing that I know, two things that God cannot do or understand. He doesn't know another God, and he cannot lie. Amen? Praise God. We serve the truth, the way, and the life. Praise God. And he don't even know another God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he says, they that make a graven image are all of them vanity. And their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know they, that they may be ashamed. I'm telling you, there's nothing to trust in with idol worship or anything else like that. If we're even puffing ourselves up in our own image above God, we better check ourselves in the spirit. And if we think that we're delighting in these delectables that the world has to offer, all of this pleasure, we're looking in the wrong place and we're setting up an idol. I don't want to be found like that. I want to be found serving one God. Amen. It says, who has formed a God or a molten or graven image that is profitable for nothing? It's profitable for nothing. It will get you nowhere. Now turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Look at this. Now remember, the Lord said, I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. But look what Jesus said right here. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Let me tell you here, you can't have two Almighties. There's only one Almighty, amen? And his name is Jesus. First, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the Isle of Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I wonder how many people would be willing to go in the Isle of Patmos today for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I'm willing, amen. I love him too much to turn back now, as the old song says. Look at this. It says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. One day there's going to be a trumpet sound, and one day he's going to say and call us home. Just like he said, Lazarus, come forth. He's going to say, come forth, church. Come forth, my church. Woo! Praise God. He's coming, church. He's coming for a church that's made herself ready. That's made herself ready. Praise God. Look at this. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. But yet God said in Isaiah 44:6, he's the first and the last. You can't have two first and last. And some people want to put Jesus as the second. My, we better watch it there. He went ahead and covered it all. He said, I'm the Alpha and Omega. That means I'm the A to the Z, amen, and everything in between. We don't need to look for another. Praise God. He is the Almighty. That's why he said, I am that which is, was, and is to come, the Almighty. He's the I am. Praise God. Look at this. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. I won't read the rest, but he's been sent out to the churches even today. Amen. Do you see it yet? Are you a witness here today that there is only one God and his name is Jesus? Do you have a revelation? Oh, how I love him. Amen. How I adore him. How I love to worship him. Isaiah 7 verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Not someone else. The Lord himself's going to give you a sign. What's that sign? Behold, look, a virgin shall conceive. There are people right now that are trying to badmouth the virgin birth, and they say that Jesus wasn't really born a virgin birth. Well, I believe the word of God over what they say. Amen. This was a miraculous birth. Praise God. And virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. So in the old, it gave a shadow of what's coming to the new. What are we looking for? This is a sign. Behold, look. A virgin shall conceive and be with a child, and you're going to call his name Emmanuel. Now going to Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. The most miraculous birth that ever happened and will ever happen. There will never be another. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He came first as a lowly carpenter and shed his blood on a tree for us. He's not doing that again. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And who can save from sins but God alone? Amen. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Amen. God came with us. He was with us. And when he resurrected, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. And now it's God in us. Amen. The Holy Ghost given. We got a piece of heaven living in us today. It's the earnest of our inheritance. You've got an inheritance coming. You may not be rich right now, but you're rich in Christ. You've got a kingdom coming for you. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. I'm telling you, if you can hold on to this, it'll get you through everything. I don't care what we go through in this life. We don't fear them that can destroy the body, but we fear him that can destroy the body and the soul in hell. I'm going to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. I've got a place prepared for me. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us, everybody say us. This is for us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He gave of his all, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Counselor, that's the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. The Everlasting Father is in that Son, and the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He's covering everything in that one boy. Amen. And that boy became a man. And that man revealed himself as the Mighty God in Christ. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful, beautiful. praise God, Isaiah 9:7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God, the Lord of hosts, is going to perform this. Of his increase in government, there shall be no end. There has no one ever affected this world like Jesus Christ. And his government, there is no end. He came to rule on the throne of David. He came through the lineage of David. On his mama's side, he came through the lineage of Nathan. It wasn't a cursed blood like Solomon's was. Even on his daddy's side, to cover it with, just in case, with Joseph, that came through the side of Solomon. But he's got pure blood. And then he came birth from his father. He came from the Spirit. Amen. And look at this. Revelation 22 verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel. No one can send an angel except God. I, Jesus, have sent my angel unto you these things in the church, to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He's the root. He's the creator of David, and he's the offspring. He was born of David's lineage, and he's the bright and morning star. Those naysayers love to say, oh, look, he must be the devil. And this is how they blaspheme. Oh, look, it says morning star. Doesn't it say that the devil was the morning star? No, it says, oh, son of the morning. And God called his angels morning stars and sons of God. That doesn't mean that they negate or even can put that together with Jesus Christ. He's the first and the last. He's the Almighty, amen? And he's everything. He is the wonderful one. He is our God, amen? He's the root and the offspring. He's the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last. Praise God. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm telling you, the Lord is amazing. He makes foolish the wise. He covers everything. He knows what he's doing. Even when he died and he went and took the keys of hell and death and from Satan and preached unto the spirits that were in prison there, and he came up, and guess what? Now he's both Lord of the living and the dead. He's got power over everything. Everything. What Adam lost, Jesus took back, if I could put it that way. Remember, the word of God says the first man was of the earth, earthy. The second man was the Lord from heaven. That's what came, amen. The Lord from heaven came as the second Adam to redeem what we had lost in the garden. And now we can walk with God again in the cool of the day. I can come down and fellowship with my father. I can come and just talk to him all day and hang out with my daddy again, because he restored me. Amen. I got a place in him. I got a place in him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, the beauty of the Lord and the glory of this revelation. When you see it, you can't unsee it. He is my everything. And this is the anchor for your soul. I can't go anywhere else. Do you know, where would I go? We have found the pearl of great price. There's nowhere else to look. All you can do is run from God. You can't get away from God. Praise God. Now, so if I was in a court of law today, I have brought many true witnesses to the courtroom that I would like to call to the podium. Brother Paul, Isaiah, Zechariah, Brother Timothy, because he agreed with Paul. If not, that word wouldn't have been in there. Moses, Matthew, John the Beloved, John the Baptist, and the greatest witness of all, Jesus. And the icing on the cake is that the true judge is also my advocate. Amen. He's my defense lawyer. I don't care what the accuser of the brethren says. I don't worry about his false accusations and the doctrines of confusion that he tries to give to the world. I have found whom my soul longeth after. Amen. I have found the fountain of living waters, and I know of whom I have believed. And I proclaim there is one God, and his name is one, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. His name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I leave you with my last two witnesses, myself and Thomas. John chapter 20, verse 24 says, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said, except I shall see in his hands the print of his nails, and put my finger in the print of his nails and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. You know, a lot of people can testify and say, we see the Lord, we see one God, but you got to get it for yourself. You got to see this, amen. You got to get this and believe. John 20:26, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. They came to Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. You know, I love that scripture because I imagine that when I get my resurrected body, I'm going to pop up and scare a couple of you guys. Because I'm going to be like my dad. I'm just going to show up. Hey, peace. What's going on? Hey, whoa, there ain't no peace. You scared me. I think that's neat. And we're going to be like him. The scripture says that. We're going to inherit a celestial body. Dude, I'm telling you. I get excited about this. I am telling you right now. Paul put it this way. This present suffering is not even be worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That eye has not seen, neither ear heard, what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. And Paul, when he was caught up to the third heaven, he said that there's things that he had seen that he can't even put into words. Do you want to lose that over this? Do you want to lose that over a little bit of earthly and fleshly pleasure? No, thank you. No, thank you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Amen. My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. You're blessed. You may not have seen Jesus in the flesh yet, but you believe that he is God. Amen. You are blessed. You're blessed because you believe. Amen. There's a special blessing on you. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, let's all stand. I want to read this and I'm going to close. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger to his own, a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Thank you, and God bless each and every one of you always, in Jesus' name. I wonder if there's someone who would want to come up and just love him for who he is. For this beautiful truth that he gave us. A treasure beyond treasures. He is our God, and I'm telling you right now, he's with us and he's in us. Who loves him tonight? Who would come up and give themselves a living sacrifice to him? I love you, Jesus. I love you, God.
That's it, church. Just love him. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for revealing yourself. Thank you for giving us this doctrine. Thank you for giving us this gospel. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
Sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. What's the first commandment? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, if we know him, the truth is in us. I want to walk like he walked. That's what it says right here. It says, brother, whosoever keep this word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought also himself also to. So walk even as he walked. I want to walk like he walked. I want to talk like he talked. I want the truth to be in me. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful we can lift our hands across this building and we can love the Lord, the King of Kings. His name is Jesus. He is one Lord. I want to keep your commandments, Jesus. I want to keep your commandments. I want you to know me and I want to know you. I want you to know me, and I want to know you. I want the truth to be in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's an action right there. We have to walk like he walked. That's an action. That's something we got to do every day. Something we got to work at every day. We're not perfect, but he redeemed us through his name. Hallelujah. We're going to heaven because of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I believe that's the action item that we can leave with you tonight, is walk as he walked. Go into this world. Spread the gospel. Do what he did. In Jesus' name this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you on a Tuesday night coming and worshiping with us. Hallelujah. You are dismissed in Jesus' name.